minutes, November 8th, 2017, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I am Vice Chairman Goins, and I will be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Markham?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
Gackman?
Here.
Goins?
Here.
Horaz and Harker are absent.
May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the...
We don't have it.
We don't have them attached. Are there any citizens' comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Seeing there are no comments from the public, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. There is one public hearing this evening. I'm sorry, there is one public... Public hearing on the agenda this evening, PZC 2017-13. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the request, or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent, if anyone. You are also asked to sign in at the podium. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. I, please state your name.
I, Ray Swanson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That the testimony I will present at this hearing.
The testimony I will present at this hearing.
Is the truth.
Is the truth.
The whole truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
And nothing but the truth.
The order for receiving testimony will be as follows. First, the petitioner presentation. Second, those who wish to speak in favor of the request. Third, those who wish to speak in opposition to the request. Fourth, questions from the Planning and Zoning Commissioners to the petitioner. May I have a motion to open public hearing on petition number PZC 2017-13?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Gackman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
And Markham?
Yes.
Thank you.
PZC 2017-13, Dave and Debbie Kaufman, petitioners, have filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting zoning reclassification. The real property is located south of US Route 34, west of McHugh Road. The petitioner is requesting rezoning approval from R1 Suburban Residential District to B3 General Business District, contingent on approval of an annexation agreement by the City Council. Is the petitioner present and prepared to make its presentation of the proposed request?
Yes.
Please step forward.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and Commissioners. Good evening. My name is Ryan Swanson. I'm with ARC Design Resources, engineer, and I'm here on behalf of Dave and Debbie Kaufman. They're seeking to annex into the city. Tonight before you, we're seeking basically a rezoning from the R1, which is the automatic zoning for annexation when brought into the city, to B3. The B3 is technically, it's already under current existing county B3 zoning. This would just be a kind of a follow-up with that zoning type. So this is really, they're seeking the zoning which would be suitable for their business. And really just here to answer any questions or anything related to the project. Essentially, just by way of location, this is the proposed Casey's in color. And just to the west, right here, is the Kaufman property.
Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in favor of the request? Seeing as there isn't anyone, is there anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition to the request? I I would ask for the proof of notice for this hearing and the summary and recommendation by the city staff.
In your packets, it's pretty straightforward, like you said, this is upon annexation of the city. For our comprehensive plan, it's pretty similar to the Casey's. And our comprehensive plan, this small area is actually considered for mid-density residential. But there's language within the comprehensive plan talking about commercial improvements along your major arterials, including 34, 47. And obviously, with the Casey's going in, they're kind of hand in hand for moving utilities underneath the property. There's a well right on the property line of the Kaufman's. So the Casey's needs to move that. They're going to help them with water and sanitary sewer. So this is just part of that whole process.
Do any commission members have questions for the petitioner?
So we're talking about water and sewer utilities, so the ones that need to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, yeah, installed. As Jason mentioned, currently, their well is literally right on the property line, which creates some issues for us in terms of the proximity and the environmental safety, with our underground storage tanks and the dispensers. So one of the ideas was really to get them on the water, which then followed with sewer and obviously annexation acquired for really both, but it's just kind of a natural process. I think it makes sense. Obviously, it's an operating business currently operating, so seemed like a reasonable solution, and they were willing to join the city as well. So,
I can go through each of the criteria that you need for rezoning. They got it here and there. Did you want to enter in the record the rezoning standards, answers on the application for rezoning?
In terms of
your responses to the standards, would you like to enter them into the public record?
Yes.
Do you have any other questions, members? Since all public testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony and this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Backman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Moving on to old business, there are no items listed. We'll move on to new business. And our consideration of the petition. So our standards for granting a zoning amendment, says for the purpose and effect of the proposed amendment are to change the zoning classification of a particular property, the Planning and Zoning Commission shall make findings based upon the evidence presented to it in each specific case with respect to the following matters. One, the existing uses and zoning of nearby property. Any members have issues with number one? Okay. As there are none, moving on to number two, the extent to which the property values are diminished by the particular zoning restrictions. Any members have concerns with number two?
No.
Okay. No.
Three, the extent to which the destruction of property values of plaintiff promotes the health, safety, morals, or general welfare of the public.
No.
Any concerns with number three? Comments? Four, the relative gain to the public as compared to the hardship imposed upon the individual property owner. Comments or concerns? None? Just one last time, any further questions for the petitioner before we take a vote? Okay. May I have a motion to approve the findings of public hearing? Sorry, there are additional standards that I'm skipping over. Five, this is suitability of the subject property for the zoned purposes. The length of time the property has been vacant and zoned, considered in the context of land development in the area and the vicinity of the subject property. No concerns. The community need for the proposed use. Eight, the care to which the community has undertaken to plan its land use development. Any concerns, comments? Moving on, may I have a motion to approve the findings of fact in petition for PZC 2017-13?
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Gackman?
Yes.
Goins?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
And Vineyard?
Yes.
Okay. The motion is approved.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. All right, moving on to new business. Or additional business.
Additional business, PZC 2017-11. That was the parklet and the sidewalk cafe that we brought to you last time. The motion was approved by the city council with an amendment to allow year-round use upon approval by the community development director. That was the only stipulation. We talked about it here, whether there should be a time limit. You guys decided to keep it as is. City council wanted to change it to allow year-round, and a contingency that we'll figure out. We're going to figure out some regulations and ways to go about it, so it will probably be amended in the near future. Anything else on
the part? No, it'll just probably be internal policy that we'll present to the city administrator, so that we're doing this on a fair basis and not just arbitrary.
And then as well, PZC 2017-12, which was what we heard last time with Mark Southern, piece of property around Ron Clark Park. Mark Southern is no longer pursuing the project. We did not take it after the not recommendation from the city council. We decided to move on. So that would not be moving forward.
Was he been spooked out of the city altogether now, or are you looking for another location? Because I like the idea of the development, but just not right there.
He was only interested in property on the river because it was kind of his forte, being that he was the owner of NCAP. He was looking for that uniqueness, and he would consider other property along the river in Yorkville. Likes Yorkville very much, but there's nothing else available. So he's indicated to me that if something were to come up that's not for sale right now, if it come for sale, someone to let him know. But like, for instance, I know what you're saying, like, would he be interested in building a restaurant in front of the Target or something like that? That is not what he is interested in doing. He's interested in creating that experience of connection with nature and having the water component of the naturalness of the Fox River. So.
But you couldn't even see the river from there, could you? I mean,
you,
there's a lot of trees and stuff.
It was down, I had never been on that property and got to go and spend a lot of time down there as part of this. And you were actually, the way he was going to tilt the building, you were actually not even feeling you were there on 47, and you have a great visual of the river and the dam, so, and that little island that's there, so. But, he did, I'm sure, I hope you read that he reached out to the community and has offered the neighbors that they were to put together a group, like a Friends of the Park group, that he is committed to. If they put their energy together to do something like what they had talked about, that he would still donate time on his dime to help with the cleanup and to maintain that area for a year, which is like incredible. Probably, quite honestly, unheard of. For someone that got told to the neighborhood.
We'll take a hike.
I have to say. Very interesting.
talk about last week briefly?
Sure.
So we obviously had a lot of angry people here. And I think a lot of the anger was twofold. One, they were all angry about the park, which is outside, I think we can deal with. One thing that three of them noted was they felt like this was being sneaked in, like there wasn't properly posted or they weren't properly notified. And I was thinking, well, there's signs up here. Everyone has their little signs and announcers and meaning. Just because you didn't notice it doesn't mean it wasn't properly noted. And then I'm driving through other municipalities this week and I noticed a handful of them when they had the same sign noting when a meeting was going to be. It was gigantic. 8 foot long, 6 foot high on wood posts. You know, you couldn't miss it. And I was thinking maybe with some of the frustration on future contentious about the future ones where we're thinking that I had a baby, we put it on a 4x8 sheet of blackwood instead of our normal blackwood. Maybe that'll eliminate some of that. Just a suggestion.
That's a consideration. Right now, what we've been doing is we've been putting, we have a project page on our website and blasting it through social media. We could do a larger sign. Those signs are paid for by our department. We could ask a petitioner to provide a sign that could be something else. That would be additional cost to them. But we wanted something that was sturdy. And that's why they're steel.
Right.
Yeah.
Something to think.
I think the other misinformation, just it's just us in this room right now. That's it.
No, it's minutes.
So for me, the frustration was that people were talking about a banquet hall, and it was not a banquet hall, it was a restaurant. It was no different than what Blackstone was going to be. It was a restaurant that happened to have a small room for a private party, like Lakeview has, or Blackstone has, or Miller's Ale House has, or...
Well, it wasn't supposed that way.
Yeah, so what I want to add to that is the information that was provided, which was what we had to focus on as a group here, didn't paint that picture and left a lot of holes, which was very difficult for me to make a decision other than the one that I made. Had the plans been laid out and there wasn't things that were left out or conversations that were had with other areas of the city and other people, if that was in the plan and that was a little bit clearer and more laid out, it probably would have been easier for us to have a discussion that went somewhere else. But what was presented to us by the petitioner left holes and incompletes that just, so there was no option for us to, we couldn't take bits of information from what we had heard. It had to be what was presented to us. So had the presentation been different, I mean, I can't predict what would have happened, but it could have been different than what actually happened.
Yeah, for the materials that I saw, I Lakeview did not come to mind. Blackstone did not come to mind.
I didn't picture it like that at all.
No, I mean it wasn't pitched correctly. If that's what he was anticipating,
That was what he was anticipating, and he was not a person that was wanted to be looked at as a developer. This was a passion for him. He wanted to do a little tapas restaurant with small plates and a really cool vibe and a really pretty glass, view.
Well, then maybe he should have pitched it himself.
Yeah.
Or provided more information.
Yeah.
Another layout, an artistic drawing, something other than what we were given.
Yeah.
Maybe. You never know.
When it's all, well, we're not sure what the building will look like, we're not sure how big it's going to be, we're not sure what the parking's going to be. What are we, swamis? We're supposed to see the future and determine how this is going to work out? I don't think so. But I like the idea of there being something else in town.
Anyways, I mean, that ship sailed 10 years ago. It's the only function, I think, is it's some sort of business, doesn't have to be that, or a municipal building or whatever.
Well, I drive by there twice a day, and I've had a law office in this county for, 20 years in the past, and I wouldn't want to put my office there. No. It's too hard to get in and out. It's too creepy going across that bridge and suddenly slamming on your brakes and turning right. I don't know. I got nothing else.
The downtown overlay district, the master plan and the form-based code. We did conducted interviews, like I told you last week, last time we met, and we have a preferred candidate that was taken to EDC. It's the FAR Associates. So if you look on the city's website, if you look under the EDC from this past month, you'll see their application. And they're phenomenal. We went to EDC and they have recommended them for the award of the bid. We'll go to City Council. We're hoping on the 14th if we can get the contract negotiated pretty quickly. If not, it'll be on the November 28th City Council meeting. And then they're off and running.
What services are they providing?
So they're going to do, they're going to take the comprehensive plan and go a step further for the downtown area. So they're not only going to look at zoning related components, but architectural standards, plans for streetscape, what these infill lots could look like, what will the form of the downtown be. And they're going to brand it so that
we know. Is there a way to further market that downtown? Is that what it is?
Yes, yes. And to provide design guidelines and requirements for new construction. So we get the image of the downtown that we're portraying. So hopefully they'll be starting work in December.
You guys have already done a good job in the downtown. What is this part? It's so phenomenally better than what I had going on down there. It's really nice.
Seeing as there is nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Meeting adjourned at 7:22.